Harper Audio presents The Devil's Bones by Jefferson Bass, performed by Tom McKeon. Copyright 2008 by Jefferson Bass, LLC. Production and abridgment copyright 2008 by HarperCollins Publishers. Chapter 1. The last drop of daylight was fading from the western sky, a draining that seemed more a suffocation than a sunset, a final faint gasp as the day died of heatstroke. To the east, a dull copper moon just on the downhill side of full struggled above the crest of the great Smoky Mountains. From where I stood, in a ridge-top pasture above the confluence of the Holston and French Broad Rivers, above the headwaters of the Tennessee, I had a ringside view of the demise of the day and the wavering birth of the night. Just below the ridge, across the river on Dickinson Island, the lights of the Island Home Airport winked on, etching the runway's perimeter in white and the taxiway in cobalt blue. The main landmarks of downtown Knoxville shimmered a few miles farther downstream, two tall office towers, a wedge-shaped Mayan-looking Marriott, the high bridges spanning the river, and the looming waterfront complex of Baptist Hospital. A mile beyond those, as the fish swims, lay the University of Tennessee campus and Neyland Stadium, where the UT Volunteers packed in 100,000 football fans every game. Football season would kick off with a night game in 3 weeks, and the stadium's lights were ablaze tonight, in some sort of pre-season scrimmage against the darkness. The lights loomed high above the field. A series of additions to the stadium, an upper deck and skyboxes, had taken the structure higher and higher into the sky. Another